Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be diving in headfirst into how a sales training engine called Orchestrate is using AI inside of their own business. And we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before we talk more about that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company or just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished, it may not be worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule your consultation today. Once again, that's GPT-Trainer. Today's guest on the show is Jake Stahl, a nationally recognized keynote speaker, neurostrategy expert, and the brains behind some of the most high-impact training programs in pharma and biotech. With over 25 years of experience, Jake has 7 patents in field force technology and a gold award in instructional design. Jake knows exactly how to turn complex psychology into real-world performance. And Jake also is a podcast host of Lead Gen Reboot. Really excited to have him on the show today. Hey, Jake, welcome in. How are you doing?
Great, Kyle. How are you? That introduction made me feel fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad it did. It should. I was impressed. I'm like reading that. I'm like, man, this guy's an all-star. I love it. And might I mention the CEO and co-founder of Orchestrate, too.
Right? Yes.
Maybe I throw that one there,
That's
too.
The big one.
Speaking of Orchestrate, though, like, tell me, like, how did you find Orchestrate? Like, give us some background of, like, from you in the beginning, and then maybe like how you founded the company.
Yeah. So, Kyle, I've been a sales trainer for about 30 years. I've done it over 6 countries with a little bit over 10,000 people. And the thing that really hit me over the years was people who were in sales typically broke off to start businesses. And even though they were brilliant and geniuses in their own right, communicating it was a real problem for them. And so I started studying psychology, neuro-linguistic programming, social psychology, just trying to figure out ways to make high impact statements without vomiting at the mouth. And I translated that into how to start a business. There's 5 million businesses that start each year. Over 90% are destined to fail. And it's not because they're not great ideas. It's just that people aren't salespeople. So Orchestrate was, I programmed in behavioral psychology, social psychology, and neuro-linguistic programming into a platform that helps you develop all of your marketing, your offering, your value statements. It will create emails. But the thing about it, Kyle, is it's loaded with hook points, behavioral triggers, and things that are known to get people to take action. So Orchestrate actually communicates the way the human mind operates. And we're the only SaaS like that that takes you from, for my LLC, now what do I do? To, I've been working my business for 10 years and I just need to improve the way I negotiate or send emails. So that's how Orchestrate was born. I put all that into one SaaS product for people to use.
Yeah, I love that. And that's a high, like the high number you said, that 90% of, and I think that's the big like misconception is like, okay, I've got this really cool idea and maybe I'm really techie or maybe I'm good at different types of parts of the business. But like the sales part, like I think a lot of founders and CEOs don't realize, man, I'm actually having to do a little bit more selling than I thought. Like there's more to the business side that I have to do. Like, was that something that like you noticed like before, like that you were doing yourself? You're like, I need the training on this. Or was it like, I mean, I guess what sparked that interest that made you transition into like, okay, I need to launch this. This is why it's a big deal for me.
I think the thing we go through as business owners, and I don't know if you went through this, Kyle, but when you first start your business and somebody says, hey, what are you thinking of doing? And you lay it out to them. There's some people are like, I don't know what you mean. And then when they finally do know what you mean and a stranger asks you, it you try and expound on it and you try and modify it and then it makes no sense again. So one thing I have found consistent with all of my clients is, Jake, I want to do this, but my value prop just, I have no idea how to communicate this well. And so Orchestrate was born to help people do that. If 90% of people are failing, that means traditional business development strategies, even through things like GPT and Gemini, just aren't working. So I thought, what if we fine tune that to make the messages undeniable and things that you can memorize and use out in public? And our clients are thrilled with it.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the AI within this, within Orchestrate. Like, walk me through that kind of step by step, and like specifically, what challenges is it solving, would you say, for a lot of like the clients that you're working with?
Well, when we started using AI to develop our AI, it was a rough process. I've got no experience in creating AI. So I started drawing up instruction sets, and I used other AI to help me draw up the instruction sets. But then things started to change, and the instruction sets got really long, and it couldn't process fast enough. So then it was, well, how do we shorten this and still keep the meaning of the whole thing and make it flow properly? And while you're in the middle of that, agents are being introduced and new ways to do things. So, Kyle, I think the biggest thing we ran into creating Orchestrate was that things are being modified so fast in the AI world that as soon as we get something nailed down in the programming for Orchestrate, something new happens. And that has been the biggest complication for us, is just trying to stay ahead of what is happening in the AI world while we're building out a custom AI.
Yeah, for sure. And so like some of these, the clients you've worked with, like seeing how they start that business and they're like, okay, I've got this idea of like how to plan, like how exactly is the AI like assisting them to maybe kind of avoid a lot of those potholes?
Yeah.
Maybe early on challenges that they weren't expecting, like how is it building out that process for them to make their maybe life a little bit easier on that, on those first couple of months?
Yeah. So one of the things it does is it will help you build out your offer, establish your ICP, build out your value proposition, and it'll help you build your elevator pitches. And again, these are high impact. Orchestrate even looks at sentence structure and says, what should come first to catch attention for the hook point? What should come next? So once you build out your business, it helps you run your business. So if you have a phone call with a prospect, and let's say you use a note taker, an AI note taker, you can import the transcript into Orchestrate, and it will give you a full psychological profile of everybody in the call, plus verbiage you can use with them next time. It'll give you an exact follow-up message to send an email, text, or if you call them live. Plus, it will break down what we call neurostrategy for your next call. If the call went astray, you can ask Orchestrate, what biases were here? Where did it go astray? How do I fix it? And Orchestrate will go back through and give you suggestions and scripting to use. More importantly, Orchestrate will help you role play. So let's say I'm role playing with you, Kyle. I can have it go to your LinkedIn profile, create what's called an inferred psychological profile, and then have it act as you and role play with me. And then Orchestrate will go through and give me critiques along the way. Use this word instead of that. Don't mention that right away. Wait to mention it here. So literally anything you can think of in the way of outfacing communication, you can use it for. We have clients who use it for emails to their investors. We have clients who use it to modify their landing pages. So wherever you need a high impact message, verbal or written, Orchestrate is there.
Yeah, that's incredible. I was blown away when you said like taking the LinkedIn like profile, like taking my LinkedIn and like putting it in there and like almost like tailoring as like a role play. Is it voice or is it like text or is like, what is the role play?
It's text right now, but that's on its way out, as you know.
On the way of the voice.
Yeah. So, but the thing to remember, because one of the things we hear back from people is, well, what if they use AI to write their profile? The beauty of Orchestrate is that it creates what's called an inferred psychological profile. It means it takes your background, the type of posts you put up, any descriptors you use for yourself, and it infers a psychological profile. So even if somebody uses AI, as long as it's accurate to what you do and what you've done in the past, the profile is remarkably accurate.
Wow. That's mind-blowing. That's incredible. It's like e-discovery to the next level. And then, because I think a lot of it in sales is just like, really understanding the background of the individual. It's not just, Okay, here's my script, here's what I need to say, and here's what I need to ask. But it's like, you need to understand the person. And it seems like the AI that you've set up is doing that. It's setting up that background in place.
Yeah. And the, you know, I have a lot of respect for all the selling systems out there. So any selling system, value-based, Challenger, Sandler, I have the ultimate respect for it. But my personal opinion as a trainer and now as developing this product is scripting is out the window. Unless you can do a full analysis using the same script for everybody over and over again, it's a shortcut to getting a 10% closing rate, which serves nobody.
Yeah. It's like, because at that point you're just playing the numbers game, and who wants to play the numbers game, you know?
Yeah.
So walk me through and maybe paint the picture here. Like, what types of results have you been seeing so far from maybe your clients since they've been utilizing Orchestrate? Maybe there's something that's worth noting.
Yeah, sure. So we have one client who runs a fractional service for human resource officers, and using Orchestrate to orchestrate his business, no pun intended.
I love it.
He has gained credits Orchestrate with helping him gain 2,500 clients. We also have another person who uses it for email campaigns. And he claims that he got a 15% increase in his click rates on Orchestrate. And 15% in this day and age, that's huge. That's noteworthy.
That's huge.
So we have a lot of successes that are taking place. We have one person who's letting it write their keynote addresses and helping them analyze podcast guests before they come on the podcast. So Orchestrate's being used by... God, we have ghostwriters, insurance agencies, companies, marketing people. We have a lot of people using Orchestrate right now for doing that type of analysis and creating high impact messaging.
Yeah, I love that. That's so cool. I think that's definitely some really impactful results we're sharing. And talking a little bit over the next couple of years, a lot of change happening in your business and obviously others. Like, what are some of those upcoming AI initiatives, and where would you say AI is going to be playing the biggest role over the next couple of years within your operations next?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, it's funny. We named the company Orchestrate about a year ago, and now Orchestrate's the big term in AI, right? Have it orchestrate your processes and have it orchestrate your businesses. So serendipity really played a role this past year with helping us get name recognition. But I think that's the next step in AI. What can you get it to do inherently for you without you asking it to do it? So while you're sleeping, what can it be doing for you behind the scenes and making sure that your next day of business development is a fruitful one and any of the mundane tasks are pulled out of the mix already? So our path forward with Orchestrate is to get it to do more in the way of automation. But here's the catch, Kyle. For anybody who's used AI, we all know that it can be sometimes impersonal, right? It sounds like the AI. So part of what we've done with Orchestrate is we have it develop a voice profile for you so it sounds just like you. And if we can get it to the point where it can not only read your emails ahead of time, but formulate follow-ups, if we can get to the point where you don't have to type text anymore, you can just talk to it. And more importantly, we always have to talk to AI. What if we can get AI to reach out to us? So a lot of those things are things that are in development that we're looking at with Orchestrate to make it just that next level SaaS product.
Yeah, I love that. That's a good direction to go to. And I'm starting to see that in the market now where you see some of the outreach and even some of like the drafting of emails and drafting a response, even overviewing, like, you know, getting 50 emails a day. And you're like, oh gosh, how do I get through all these so quickly? Having AI respond to them, or not even necessarily respond, but even just giving a draft, 2, 3, 4 drafts that you can pick and choose from versus having to curate one yourself, which can take, as you know, take some time depending on the type of email it comes through.
Yeah. So. And the thing we're trying to hedge against, Kyle, and one of the reasons Orchestrate was founded was I'm sure you get a lot of DMs in your LinkedIn box. I get a lot in mine, plus I get a lot of emails by people who create really bad messages. And we've been taught from the time we're kids, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, bad or otherwise. So now that AI and market automation is so big, people are making bad impressions at light speed. So Orchestrate's mission is to try and make it that you can still go at light speed, but your messaging is going to be so on point with anybody you email that a close rate of 10% is just, it's a thing of the past.
Yeah. Yeah. We've all seen those messages come through. We're like, yeah, this is generic. They don't know my name. This is a robot. This is whatever. But like having it where you can create that profile, highlight a key, maybe term or a sentence that is relatable to them, that's going to increase the response rate, open rates by, I would imagine, tremendously, where you're not going just 10%, but it's like 40 and 50 and 60%. You know what I mean? That's where that, that's where it really changes for businesses.
It is. And it even comes to the subject line, Kyle. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't pay attention to the subject line. And that's a big thing too. If you can make that subject line a strong hook point, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. As we start wrapping this conversation up, Jake, it's great having you on. And where would you recommend for people who are listening to learn a little bit more about you and maybe even like next steps as far as like with Orchestrate that you would prefer them reach out?
Yeah, sure. So if you want to get in touch with me or you want to talk about AI or Orchestrate, I can be reached on LinkedIn. I'm Jake Stahl. I'm the one that looks like me. If you're listening just the audio, just look for the Jake Stahl that's the head of Orchestrate. And if you want to go to the website, it's orchestrate.com, where Orchestrate is spelled O-R-C-H-E-S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T. So it's a straight line to success.
Awesome. Love it so much. Jake, it's great having you on, brother. Let's definitely let's keep in touch. Would love to have you on the future for another show. Maybe even have us on your own podcast, you know?
We'd love to have you on my podcast.
That'd be great. All right, cool. And again, for those listening in, remember, if you're looking to implement AI into your business today, please don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress the AI could cause, it may not be worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage it for you. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. And looking forward to seeing everyone on the next episode of AI Chronicles.